What's going on, y'all? Sushi Lario Hernandez here. In this podcast episode, we had the pleasure of having Susheria. Susheria is a sushi infused with Mexican food, the Mexican food that we know and love here in Corpus Christi, Texas. And they're going to be at Comic-Con July 15th through 17th. So without further ado, here's the podcast.
Yeah, no, it's all good. It's all good. I appreciate you coming on, bro. So you got your business going here, the Susheria.
Yes, sir. I call it sushi para nosotros, like sort of sushi for everyone, sushi for the people that don't really know or like don't really have an introduction to sushi. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of people that like, I'm not trying sushi. That's raw fish. That's disgusting. You know what I mean? Like, it's sort of this sort of introductory course, getting people's like feet wet into something that I love. I love sushi. I love anything, eel, from eel to tuna to like just traditional style, and this sort of fusion style that I, along with my partner, Derek, have sort of created. We haven't really seen anything quite like it. There are people that like claim they have sushi burritos and stuff like that, but this is straight up. We put Mexican food with Asian influence inside a sushi roll. So we'll have like teriyaki marinated carne asada. Yeah. So we'll have like charro beans inside of a miso soup. So like we'll do these little blends of Mexican food and Asian food in a fusion that I think is very uniquely South Texas.
Yeah, bro, for sure. It's like, and the fish aspect, we're right here on the coast, bro. I mean, who doesn't like fish around here?
100%. You know what I mean? Now we're starting very, very like, this is mostly Mexican food. Like, we'll have carne asada, we have like mango habanero, chicken fajitas. Like, so we don't even have the fish in the menu as it stands right now. As we grow and expand, we will start to have those. Okay, now you're used to like, you know, eating with chopsticks and whatnot. Like, this is strictly like, this is food you know and love with a little bit of an Asian flavor, just to sort of like get people's feet wet that would never have tried this before. Wow, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. That's definitely a different look or outtake at it, dude. Damn. I didn't even think about it like that.
Because I love Mexican food. You know what I mean? Like, who doesn't? Like, we have like, again, our take on like a bean and cheese taco, but instead of like cheese, we'll use like the cream cheese like you would usually find in sushi. And the beans are like a chorizo infused refried bean that we throw on top, and then we got some crunchy stuff on top of that, so we get a good blend of texture. Like, we put a lot of thought and love into our menu.
Wow, bro.
And hope that shows.
Yeah, cool. And so you guys were rolling sushi prior to having this business?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I started way back in the day, like I said, around 08, 09, back at Kobe's Steakhouse. It's not open anymore. It used to be on Carroll Lane. That's where I learned everything. It was very traditional. That's where I learned that was a cool time, because I felt like I was like, I knew nothing. I knew absolutely nothing about sushi. So I was just trying to absorb as much as I could from these people who are straight up artists. Like, their knives are extensions of their hands, and they're doing all sorts of artwork with these avocados and cucumbers and whatnot. And I'm all clumsy and whatnot. I have scars on my hands from those days. Like, you just learn and you pick it up. And now, like, I really like a quote. It's from Picasso. He says, you gotta learn the rules properly so you can properly know how to break them, or something like that. So I learned those foundations of like how to make sushi. And now I'm trying to infuse it with my culture, like what I grew up with, the food I like, and just sort of bringing those two things that I love about food together.
Right. So, damn, that's pretty awesome, bro. I like how it's considered an art. Like, it's like culinary arts, right?
Yeah, 100%. Like, there's you could take everything that's in a roll of sushi and just put it on a plate and serve it. They do that. Mm-hmm. It's called a poke bowl. Like, that exists. But sushi is you're having something handmade, hand rolled, hand cut, and hand decorated. Mm. And it takes a little while longer. And it's, I mean, the same amount of food, but
right.
The presentation, when you're looking at it, you're like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, someone made this for me to eat. Like, not right. for me to put up on the wall, or not for me to, like, you can take a picture of it. We appreciate pictures. We appreciate yeah. you know, likes and shares and whatnot. But it's more about, like, we put the care into how this looks, and we make it look pretty good. Like, you can check out our Instagram. Like, we
yeah.
some of them are fun too. Like, there's one we call the Ai Kui Kui.
Yeah.
Straight up, like a pickle spear in the middle, and then it's fried in hot Cheetos. So, like, wow, that's for bro. That's for you know who that's for.
Yeah, with for sure. Spear
bro, and hot Cheetos.
Yeah,
I think we know her.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, you have la bandera as mm-hmm. a role.
That's the chupacabra. Flag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Yeah, I like that, how you put different, like El Cucuy.
El Cucuy, yeah. Eric uh-huh. was actually a big fan of that one because the way he had always heard of Cucuy, and I feel like Cucuy is like this boogeyman, and everyone sort of, every household told it different. Yeah. Everyone has their idea of what the Cucuy is in their brain. Yeah. But he said in his house it was more like a pig monster. So we have like three different kinds of pork in the Cucuy roll. Yeah.
That's cool, bro.
And it's delicious. Honestly, that one's my favorite. We drizzle this honey sriracha sauce on top. So we have this sweet and spicy blend together. That's just, yeah, I think we're doing really good stuff with our flavors.
Cool, bro. And then you got the gringo.
The gringo, we call it that because it kind of comes with everything. It gets everything. The gringo gets everything.
That's cool, bro. This is Jalisco I go to by work, and they have the gringo breakfast plate. So that's pretty cool, bro. I like that.
That's wild. Yeah, it's parallel yeah. thing. I mean, yeah, it's and I say that as a pretty like weddle dude myself, but like, you know, it's all in good fun. Same with the Ai Kui Kui and everything else. Yeah, like this. Yeah, we take no we don't, you know, we're just having fun.
It's like part of the culture too, bro. Like, I mean, that's here. It's mm-hmm. just part of the culture. I like that, man. So why did you guys come up with this idea? I mean, I know you got a background in it, and I'm pretty sure is this like a side hustle for y'all, or I mean,
for real, where did it
come from?
That's a really good question. I think like we were both rolling sushi and we weren't satisfied working for someone else. And I think that resonates with a lot of people that go down this path. Like we were working hard in the middle of summer in not great working conditions, making crazy profits that we knew that we weren't seeing reflected to the work that we were putting out. And we decided like, hey, if we're going to be working this hard, let's do it and see more of that coming our way because it is our work.
Cool, man. That's respectful.
Especially in something like sushi where it is, we are putting a lot of this, look, when, you know, as a creative, when you're making an art, you're putting a little bit of yourself in each production, even like as a musician, if it's the same song and you perform it a lot, but it's still different every single time. Same with a sushi roll. And if we were doing that much and not seeing like that reflected for us, like just didn't want to go down that path. So we're trying to carve out this one. You know what I mean?
That's cool, bro. Yeah, for sure. That's respectful, man. Definitely, bro. And so it's not you just yourself. It's you and a business partner.
Yeah. Derek Galvan. Yeah. He's good people. Like I said, we were both creatives outside of this. Like I did stand up comedy like way back in the day. He does music still. He plays for the Independent Thieves, hell of a bassist, just cool people. And, he you know, I don't know if you've ever like done a barbecue with him like in the past or anything, but he throws down on the grill. So like he came up with like all these different like blends of flavors in the meats and whatnot. And I sort of taught him the technique of rolling sushi. And just sort of clicked one day because we were both rolling sushi at the same place. So yeah, it was very interesting. Like he came to my house one day and he's like, dude, you got to try this out. And it brings like a little Tupperware thing of it just looks like Spanish rice. And I go get a fork and he's like, no. And he hands me some chopsticks and I pick it up and I realize, like, you know, Spanish rice, like it's like different little grains of rice and they all fall apart. But this was sticky like sushi rice. And I looked at it, and it just blew my mind for a second. I looked at it because I had never seen anything like this before. Mm-hmm. You think sushi rice is white. It's sushi. Mm-hmm. It's white sushi rice. And that's just, you know, it's on all the emojis. When you type in sushi, the rice is white. But he just threw in a little bit of, like, you know, Mexican flavor, but still prepared it like Japanese rice. So it's still sticky. And now we have something completely different that I've never seen before. And we've looked around. I haven't seen anything like it.
That's cool, man. That's cool. You go, it's like you come up with a product that nobody has. And it's
We joke around like we're not trying to like be like the next Whataburger of Corpus Christi. You know what I mean? Like that's but it would be cool to be like the next Boat Net. You know what I mean? Like it's
sure, bro.
Yeah, it's something different that I think is really gonna resonate with the people in this city.
That's cool, bro. Man, that's freaking awesome. And there is a good amount of people that do like sushi. You know what I mean?
For sure,
Spanish. Yeah. So yeah, like, definitely. I think people would like it for real, man. So what are you guys doing? I know you guys got on the Comic-Con. That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah. Again, we are trying to be as bootstrap as possible. We're trying to take like no like crazy amounts of debt or anything. We are trying to like do this with as much to do with just like with what we can as much as we can. So our first step is we just got a booth at the Corpus Christi Comic Con where we're going to be selling rolls through that booth. It's going to be July 15th through 17th. That weekend. I don't know if you've ever been to Comic-Con in Corpus. It's a lot of fun. People, there are a lot of cool cosplayers in this city, and like they're just doing all these crazy, like, you know, an anime outfits and whatnot. Right. But that said, we also have a GoFundMe, just straight up links on our Instagram. Do that. Like we're trying to get to a food truck as quick as possible. That would be able to give us more refrigeration and storage space so we can add more fish onto our menu. So we do have a plan for this, but it's just we're trying to do it as much by ourselves and with, you know, just help and generosity as we can for as long as we can. And we're gonna take, like, if that means taking these baby steps until people be like take an interest and want to invest that, or that we just blow up and like we end up having this like, you know, revenue and then we feel more comfortable and we have like the numbers to take to a bank and take on that sort of stuff. What we're playing it by ear. I think you can appreciate that as a musician. Like we are doing it as bare bones and sort of pop up as we can for as long as we can. And then, you know, we're going to take that next step when it comes.
Yeah, bro, that's good, man. Yeah, that's how I wanted to, when I started the brand. That's how I did it.
I love a brand, by the way. I love the art. I love your bandanas, the checkerboards. Those they're clean. Anyway,
cool, sorry, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, no. So when I started it, I didn't want to borrow money either, bro. Like, so I was like, dude, how do I get it out there? So I started giving a lot of stuff away. You know what I mean? You know, because people wearing it, you got your billboard right there, you know. So that's and I'm striving to stay away from borrowing money, you know what I mean, because I think it kind of stifles your income on the way up, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
but yeah, definitely, dude, hell yeah, man. we're definitely gonna plug you guys for sure.
That's what's up, man. And y'all
raised on the GoFundMe so much money to go to Comic-Con, right?
Yeah, the booth fee, we signed up, and it took a while to get like the sort of acceptance letter or whatever to have the booth. And they were like, yeah, congratulations, you've been approved to have a booth at Corpus Comic-Con, just reserve your booth fee of $650. And we were like, okay, yeah, right on. Like, but it's a completely fair fee. We're it totally makes sense. We were just like, oh, $650 word. So we actually realized that maybe a GoFundMe before we start, like, you know,
hell yeah.
And then
that's a good idea. Like four days,
people were like, oh, because that was just from people that, like, we have a few recurring customers and whatnot. We had some local businesses that were like, we're going to put up our poster. Kyle Holscher, attorney, one of the cooler, best attorneys in Corpus Christi. A couple of other people, Lorelei Brewing. Lorelei Brewing was like, yeah, throw our logo on. So, yeah, brought to you by really good beer. I'm not gonna go too hard in the paint for him yet, but yeah, no.
Dude, that's a good idea. Like to be able to like ask for money and then people actually support you in that way, dude. That's a good idea. I didn't even think about it. I was like, damn, that's a good idea. And then I look at y'all's page before we came on and said $675 paid for. I was like, damn.
Yeah,
it was a good idea, bro.
It was really cool that like we had people that like wanted to see us at the Comic-Con and see us grow like that and get our product out there. It was cool to see kind of like the troops rally like that.
Yeah, for sure, bro. And then I'm sure you guys like have your own little circle, and which is tight, you know what I mean? Especially in those areas, bro. It's like they're willing to help you, bro, because they're your buds, you know what I mean? Like and you mentioned earlier that you met Derek, right? Weren't y'all playing D&D for a while or something like
that? Well, that was later on. That was when we sort of allowed our nerdy selves to sort of allow ourselves to sort of be like that. No, we started at House of Rock, where he would do music and I would do stand up just on open mic nights, and then just around through the city a few times through that after that, and then we worked at the Exchange. We were working at the Exchange together. He was back at House and I was a server, and so one of the servers brought up D&D. I think it was because like Stranger Things or something like that, they wanted to start playing Dungeons and Dragons, and like Derek was like, are you serious? And I had
Derek, bro,
I had played a long time before that, like back in high school and whatnot, we had tried it out. So I was the one that had like a little, like the most experience out of anyone. So they're like, okay, you know, come over, we'll try it out. And ended up like getting into a 2 year long Dungeons and Dragons campaign that had highs and lows and laughter and tears, and like people's characters were close to death, and like people were invested in this. It was a nerdy roller coaster that never forget.
That's awesome, man. It's like, how can you not have bonds with people that you spent 2 years of your life invested in? You know what
and
I
they
mean?
Did. They they
hell yeah, bro.
Yeah, so, yeah, it was.
It's like yeah.
Yeah. It was really cool times. Shout out to just Dungeons and Dragons and nerd stuff in general. If you haven't had a chance to play, I would recommend it. But anyway.
Bro, yeah, for sure, man. That's awesome, man. Yeah, so I appreciate you coming out. I don't know if there's anything else, man. Shoot, what are we talking here?
Let me think.
Which schools did you go to here in Corpus, man?
Oh, boy. I went to Moody and Ray, actually. Ooh. Yeah, graduated to Trojan, though. Mighty Trojan.
The Mighty Trojan.
What about you, man?
I went to Ray for 3, graduated from Miller.
Wow. What year did you graduate?
02, I think.
02? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. 07. Yeah. 07. A little younger. Okay. But... Yo, hang on real quick. What? Never mind. I saw a meme like yesterday that messed my brain up because I was born in 89. And it said anyone born in 89 has been alive through 5 different decades. It's got the 80s, the 90s, 2000s, 2010s, and 2020s. And that hurts. That's wild. I've been processing that for a minute. But anyway, yeah, so July 15th through 17th, Corpus Christi Comic Con. Independent Thieves is Derek's band. Dungeons & Dragons is a cool game. Check out the Corpitos bandanas and hats. We might be sporting a couple if he's still into giving out stuff for free every once in a while. Nah, we'll throw you a roll or two, man. No, this was fun, dude.
Yeah, man, for sure. I appreciate you coming on, and I appreciate you, dude, for real. Yeah, this is awesome, dude. This is awesome what you're doing, man.
Hey, Jesus, Jesse, whichever.
Yeah, Rogelio Rocky.
Yeah, man. Hey, have a good day, man. Appreciate you, too, man.
Thank you. Bye.
Peace.
All right, y'all, that was Sushiria. Check them out at Sushiria361 on Instagram. And if you want to support this podcast or even represent the city with our merch, check out the merch at CorpusChristiOriginals.com.